This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And on the show today, we're asking you, are you more productive when you are working from home? Ooh. Get in touch with us on Enterprise Biz Bytes. It's at BFM Radio on Twitter, at BFM Radio on Instagram, or 018-789-8899. On WhatsApp, you can let us know, what have you been doing? Are you actually more productive? Have you been disturbed a lot? Is there more disturbance? Or have you just been going to the fridge a lot more often?
You're just thinking about the next meal.
Yeah. So if you have been doing that, let us know. Get in touch with us. We will discuss that in just a bit. And also, we've got Jason Low, the Director of Digital Transformation Director at Cap360 Ventures, to give you some tips on how you can work from home more effectively. Very interesting stats there. And also, you know, we've got stories about how we can help some of the SMEs who are F&B entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, during this time, maybe some resilient leadership is required to respond during COVID-19. But yeah, let's start about, you know, staying productive when we're working from home.
Yeah, so I think we've all now had a taste of what it's like to work from home. And I guess it's kind of like a good gauge for employers out there, and employees as well, on whether they absolutely have to be in the office to complete their daily tasks. You know, I mean, think about it. You know, we work in a radio station, and yet, you know, half of our team, Rich, Arv, and Chris, they're at home right now. Yep. This is our week on duty. But, you know, it's kind of given everybody a taste of just what it's like to work from home, and if you can actually do it, you know, effectively. So there was this article from Free Malaysia Today, and it spoke about how Siti, who was forced to work from home after her company ordered its employees to do so when one of her colleagues tested positive for COVID-19. This was before the restricted movement order. And she says that, you know, it's so much better. I don't have to face traffic jams. I can get more work done. And she realized that with the exception of attending weekly meetings, she really didn't need to be in the office at all. Yeah. And so I think Free Malaysia Today also spoke with the Malaysian Employers Federation, which is the country's largest group of bosses. And they said that, that you know, COVID-19 outbreak actually offers companies the opportunity to assess if working from home is a doable option for them. They said that we still have issues with internet connectivity. It's still a big issue for employers, and this is not conducive to work. But once broadband becomes more affordable and stable, the MEF says that they are sure that many employers will see working from home as a viable option. Mm-hmm. They also said that this would mean substantial savings for companies, up to 15% in lower utilities bills, smaller office spaces and fittings, as well as travel and parking costs, which are paid sometimes in form of allowances or higher salaries, right? And so, and they also said that employers could then renegotiate their pay packages with employees who want to work from home, ensuring that it's a win-win situation where both parties benefit. So,
yeah,
that's where the Malaysian Employers Federation is at. But if you ask the MTUC, which is the Malaysian Trades Union Congress, they would discourage working from home for fear that it would mean reduced benefits and remuneration for workers. Now, they said that, you know, if unions and employers want to continue working from home after the COVID-19 threat is gone, there has to be a consensus on what this entails. Because the problem is that in companies with no unions, such arrangements could be abused to the detriment of the workers. So that's like, so, you know, there are pros and cons to this. Yeah. You know, it might be great for the employees, might not be so great for the employees when it comes to perks and benefits and maybe even higher allowances and salaries. Mm. But I think, like, most of us would want to know is like the gauge on productivity. You know, if you are in between, you know, where the employers stand and where the employees stand, you know, but the gauge on productivity, do you feel you individually are more productive when you're working from home, you know? Like, what do you guys think now that you've had a taste?
Wow. I could say, like, I think I end up doing more work at home than I'm in the office, you know, because I can't separate myself from, you know, that mindset of you're at work and then after work you don't go into work stuff. So for me at home, you know, I wake up, I know I've got to, you know, go on to some documents and we're sharing stories and stuff. And then I tend to forget when it's lunchtime or when it's dinner time. You know, if I'm just there on my desk and I'm just working all throughout. And when I'm tired, I take a break. And that break is, you know, going to the fridge, maybe getting some snacks, and then just, you know, talking to my mom for 5-10 minutes. And then I feel bored again. And I was like, oh, I'm a little bit bored. Maybe I should just do some work. And then I continue that work.
You get into that.
And it's just nonstop. And I realize, oh my God, it's 3 a.m. I'm still working.
3 a.m,
yeah,
Jeff.
Yeah, so I've been...
Wow. Yeah.
But I think that here's the thing. I think it's also, I guess, reflective of the current situation that we can't like, okay, once we're done with work, you know, just grab a bike and go cycling outside or drive out and go and have lunch and come back.
I'm still in my room, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so maybe it's just this quarantine period that, you know, we're suffering from that. But, you know, if you were able to work from home and then after that go take a stroll or go and... go out to the park or, you know, go and do something else, catch a movie or something like that, you know, would you be more productive at
home? I would say yes for certain tasks, though, because I think there is less disturbance from the outside. And I think a lot of things you realize, I like the fact that, you know, now a lot of companies are realizing, or a lot of employees are realizing a lot of things can be done without the need for face-to-face. So meetings, right? A lot of meetings, a lot of people is like, why do we need to have this meeting? And now you're forced to probably, you know, resort to maybe through emails, maybe through document sharings or even video conferencing, right? And when it's video conferencing as well, it's like, you know, there's...
You get to the heart of the matter, not like, how are you? Have you eaten? Kind of thing. So it's like, okay, what are we meeting about? I think you sort of have that sense of time because it's a Zoom call or a video call, right? So that really helps. I think it's more the... I can't go out. After that, you feel that you've got more time, right? So, like, what do you do now? I can't do anything. So, but productive for me is actually the after hours where I actually started going onto learning, right? So it's like, okay, it's so easy to start watching videos and everything. So I choose not to. And, you know, there's LinkedIn Learning, then there's also Masterclass, which I registered for. So they always sort of like encourage you, you must do at least 30 minutes of learning a week. So I think I am now 280 minutes for last week, you know?
Wow.
But I've learned a lot, which is great. So I'm just using this time to actually, you know, get used to learning, writing, that sort of thing. So just trying to be as productive as possible because you can't go out.
I think for myself, the first week that we had to work from home, I just didn't know. The first two days. Well, for me, it kind of extended into the weekend because I didn't know where to stop. It was kind of limitless. I found myself working on Saturdays and on Sundays, not till 3 a.m. like Jeff, but at least until like 11 p.m., you know, and I was like, it's a Saturday night and here I am, you know, preparing, prepping for interviews and things like that. So I didn't know when to stop. And I felt like I just had to continue working because there was no... I couldn't like self like limit myself, you know, so it was really a challenge. But this last week that we were at home, I kind of told myself, okay, I'm only going to work until this time. And then I will be online to attend to whatever I need to, but I'm only going to work till this time. But I found that it was very different for my husband because he was just on call 24/7 and he had to like, you know, in the mid, you know, while he was having dinner, he had to stop and take a conference call.
Right.
Or like, you know, he would be, you know, playing with our baby and then he'd had to stop and take a conference call. And I thought that that was really, really disruptive
as
well.
And this wasn't the case when he was actually physically going to the office.
Yes.
So
yes.
It's like, where do you draw the boundaries, right? Where do you draw the lines? If you're able to do that, then that's fine. So I think like within ourselves, like so there's a certain flow that we've sort of tried to learn over the last week. But again, right, that's that problem, right? Do you then not call a person after a certain time? Right? You see this coming into effect right now.
Yeah, so what we are asking you is, you know, are you more productive when you are working from home? You know, with the RMO, without the RMO, you know, just tell us what you do to, you know, just keep the productivity up, or if you found some tips, or, you know, if you are struggling as well, share those struggles with us. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, or you can also reach us on Twitter and on Insta Story. Our handle is at BFM Radio.
We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Bias Free Media. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And if you've heard our intro in between Franz Ferdinand song, it's you know, it's my fault. My apologies. It's a little bit rusty because I've been working from home, so you know I don't have these same consoles at home. You know, I have like a little small microphone and my laptop to do radio shows.
And you didn't get your rasam today.
And I didn't. Yeah, you know. So I actually haven't eaten breakfast or lunch. So you know, I'm a little bit rusty. So apologies for that. But we're asking you, for those of you who are at home, are you more productive when you are working from home?
Yeah, get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. At BFM Radio is our handle on Twitter and on Insta Story. Just looking at messages are just coming in. So we've got Abigail on Insta Story who says, during usual days, yes, but the MCO has made my work from home days a lot harder. And she's got a little crying emoji aww there. Sorry, Abigail. I hope we're cheering you up. Le Sheep Camper says, not at all. Feels like working all the time. Kyer says, no, boss tends to micromanage. That doesn't sound great. And our very own Roshan Kanisan from the Morning Run says, yes, it's been more productive because he's alone. So there's better focus, no disruptions and flexible schedule that kind of works for him. Looking at Twitter, yeah.
So on Twitter, Sharin Abdul Malik says, sekejap-sekejap anak minta itu ini, sekejap-sekejap buka peti ais. So, you know, constant distraction is what I feel from him here. And Amira Roy says, yes, from the point of kids' homework. And Motors2711 says, yes, especially true when there are no noise pollution from the constant gossiping and office politicking. And then My Caveman says, it also depends if you are alone at home or if everyone is at home. Not very efficient now as there are too much distractions. So yeah, so interesting.
Sekejap become banyak. So like in my case, we've got some WhatsApp messages here. It says, Sui Lin here says, yeah, very viable for most white collar workers, blue collar workers not so much.
Yeah.
We're just talking about that and I really feel for them. We've got here from 7318, I've been working from home for almost 2 years until recently. The recent order doesn't affect me as much as it does. Some tips for those who's adapting: get organized, plan ahead, work only during the stipulated hours, find a comfortable spot at home to work, minimize distractions, i.e. log out Facebook.
So that's the thing, we're hearing more. I've been reading more of these articles that keep telling me that you need to have a structure to the work at home thing. It's like you need to have like set office hours, you need to have a set space or a desk where you work. You know, maybe you even need to like get up at a certain time, shower, get dressed, get changed, and then like present yourself at work like you would, but you just that you're doing it from home. And that kind of discipline or structure will help you like get into that working mindset, and that way you become more productive.
Another one here from Vanan, he says, working from home is awesome for now. It also mixes with wife life conferencing. In my case, quite productive. I have to work in detail, it helps to be on my own. Netflix is my best friend.
I don't think Netflix would be, that'd be after something hours. You mentioned to your boss, though.
Yeah, that's true. So we actually got in touch with Jason Low, who's the Digital Transformation Director at Cap360 Ventures. And basically, we just started asking Jason, like, what are your top tips for working from home effectively?
I think one of the most important things that you have to do when you are working from home is to have the discipline to structure out your schedule. And then you have to adhere to your schedule and make sure that all of the tasks which needs to be done gets done anyway. And typically at home, you can actually do this better, because one of the advantages by being in isolation while working is that you can be more focused. You have less distraction from your colleagues, from the environment, and you can really put your effort into the tasks on hand and to get things done.
Yeah, so we also asked Jason, you know, about the drawbacks of working from home. You know, like, are there any drawbacks and what are they?
One of the most common drawbacks I think that you will face as a team if you are working remotely or by yourself, it's the inability to access information immediately. Because when you're in office, you have your colleagues, you have your team, you have to conduct meetings, everything can be like made in an instant if possible, and then you can actually share that kind of instant communication that way, which is definitely much faster rather than, you know, trying to contact them through a chat app or a working app and then you got to wait replies and vice versa.
So Jason, what are some of the best tools or software to use for remote work?
Ever since before the virus outbreak that has recently forced many companies to have their staffs to work at home, I have always been using a few very popular tools for video conferencing calls and chat messaging. The most popular ones will be Skype by Microsoft and also Zoom. So Zoom is a conference call tool where you can have a lot of participants participate in a single call, in which the call itself can also be recorded so that you can then convert these calls into downloadable links and share to relevant parties that couldn't attend that conference call or meeting. However, these apps require certain setup. So for the less tech-savvy ones, we also used WhatsApp group calls before a couple of times. So WhatsApp is one of our most popular tools to communicate, and with the ease of getting people on board and just immediately call right away, it's one of the simplest and most direct tools out there for people to use.
And how do you think working remotely affects the quality of how people communicate with each other?
I do feel that by having everyone forced to work remotely, things can actually become more structured. It's due to because when we want to, example, we do a video call, a conference call, we actually prepare documentations, like example, a project management charter, a list of things to do, and everyone has to present what's on their plate. So it makes everything very transparent, very clear in terms of the documentation of certain tasks. In contrary to when we are next to each other, you know, you take things for granted, you think that you can actually manage a lot of things without putting it down, by just talking to someone, by just WhatsApping someone. So I think these are the very big differences that people have to do. And in terms of, because we have to make things more systematic due to remote work, it gives a sense of quality alignment among the team.
That was Jason Loh, the Digital Transformation Director at Cap360 Ventures. Interesting comments there.
Yeah, you know, I actually never crossed my mind about, you know, trying to keep all your employees or all your team members on the same page by, you know, like having more transparency with, you know, and these kind of document sharing and things like that. You know, I guess the way we work, we kind of work, we work together, we collaborate. But like, imagine you have to do that for the whole company, you know, to... Yeah. That would take a lot of work, actually.
I've just got a comment here from Chris Teo, and it's so interesting. He says, no office tools and file to refer or PC data. There's still some organizations, you know, that don't use sharing
cloud and
sharing tools.
So suddenly you're really caught off guard.
Because I've spoken to, you know, a few individuals during when this happened, and you know they were scrambling on Tuesday, which was the last day before the movement control order actually took place, and the reason why they were scrambling is because they're not online yet, right? So, you know, and this is going to happen until the 31st of March, which is going to affect payroll. So, you know, a lot of people were actually then scrambling to get the necessary documents that they can then approve payroll from home, because, you know,
people still get paid by checks.
Yeah, so a lot of these documents were still in, you know, paper form, and they got to scan it. And then when you scan it, there's procedures and processes in place, because, you know, it's sensitive information. So you can't just take your phone and, you know, take a photo of it and then, you know, try to do processing at home. It was a lot of pain.
And you know, like some startups, you know, they actually have to physically have a directors sign off on
signature,
on payroll and stuff like that. How do you work with that?
You know, like, of course, like in where we're working, the people that we interview, everybody's sort of online, but you know, I do talk to a lot of SMEs. A lot of SMEs have not gone through basic transformation. Forget about the huge digital transformation, just doing things online. I think this is a reflection. Or this is the time when they realize, oh my goodness, we should have gotten the basics with this digital journey.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm sure there's, like, you know, positive stories into how I think businesses are now realizing, because we've spoken about this, I think, many years ago about how, you know, you can actually move things online, digital transformation. Actually, Jason Loh, we did a series with Jason Loh on how you can actually start this process. So if you're at home now and you're wondering what to do and how do you get your business online, I would really suggest you to go online and, you know, go to BFM website and just search for, you know, digital transformation. That will be something interesting for you to, you know, do for the next, I guess, you know, couple of days left, right? Yeah,
right. You know, Jeff, you said March 31st. Anyway, we don't know whether that's going to be the end of it. Interestingly enough, 1 o'clock, the Prime Minister is going to come on air and have a conference. So we'll be airing that to see what he's got to say.
Stay tuned. Now, we're asking you, are you more productive when you are working from home? You can get in touch with us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or Twitter, Instagram. It's at BFM Radio. We'll be right back after this. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.